I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A plague of a different nature is now sweeping across East Africa, and the poorest are especially vulnerable. Plus, a high number of Kenyans are illiterate, but you can help put God's word in their hands. That story in just a moment. But we'll start today with a look at a problem of biblical proportion munching its way across East Africa. The United Nations warns of regional famine as desert locusts devour and destroy, moving in swarms the size of major cities. Compassion International's Groom Gikachko tells us,
I'm like 35 years old and I've never heard of any invasion like that. And it's new to all of us. It has never occurred for the past 25 years. In 1 kilometer square, you find 150 million individual locusts. It destroys what 35,000 people can eat per day.
More than 25 million people in the region already suffer from food shortages. Now, locusts are destroying their meager supply. Program support specialist Tewodros Gebremichael says,
the impact will be noticed upon them in the form of food price hike. Compassion workers with the poorest of the poor, most of them are highly vulnerable to any shocks happening in the country. So when this disaster is coupled with other types of disaster, the impact will be very huge.
Compassion works with local church partners to meet the immediate needs.
While the distribution is happening, we also make the spread of the word of God so that they can hear the real gospel.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Next, the U.S. has placed Nigeria on a travel ban over security concerns. David Curry of Open Doors USA tells us,
what we have to recognize is Boko Haram is working with impunity. The Nigerian government is not effectively combating them, protecting the soft targets in civil society like churches, like Christian villages. And it's meant a massive migration of Christians to the south and elsewhere. You could have as many as a couple million Christians over the last decade who've been forced out of the northern part of that country.
Christians took notice a couple weeks ago when Boko Haram beheaded a Nigerian pastor. But Curry says we shouldn't lose sight of the daily harassment and violence that Christians in Nigeria endure.
When they send military into these northern areas, often they'll send them in with guns and give the appearance of protecting these Christian churches. But the terrorists know that the guns don't have any bullets. They know that these military people are not allowed to defend actively these churches and so forth.
Pray that Nigerian believers would be kept safe and that the Lord would work in the Nigerian government. And pray especially for the families of those who've lost loved ones, that they would be comforted. Finally, Kenya is largely Christian, but many believers don't have access to Bibles. And even if they do, not all of them can read. That makes solar-powered audio Bibles invaluable, since people can listen to God's Word in their heart language. Kenya Hope sends teams to distribute solar-powered audio Bibles, and Joy Mueller with Kenya Hope says it's very emotional.
When we go into these villages, we give out hundreds of Bibles, and you know what? We're driving away every time with people still saying, I didn't get one. Where's mine? There's just literally thousands of people who don't have God's Word.
The stories they bring back are powerful.
One of the women we gave it to, she came back to us and she said, this isn't working. And she had literally worn the buttons off on her audio Bible, listening to it so much that she had worn it out. And this last year, this gentleman came up to us and we were in the middle of a project. And finally he said, I just want to tell you, I live alone. I'm all by myself. And last year you gave me this Bible. It has become my very best friend. He goes, I love Jesus, and I have learned so much through this gift of the audio Bible.
Find out more about Kenya Hope at missionnews.org.
I know that when you give out one, that one Bible reaches 20 to 30 people because they sit around in a group and listen to it.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website to donate online or find the address for a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.